How do you stop yourself from really falling into the Super Bowl or bust mentality and maintaining that one week at a time structure that you guys try to put in place here?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're just taking it. You got to put one foot in front of the other. You know, it's the team that came in here last year and they beat us. We know that. We understand that. It's a very good team. They're well coached. Their defensive line is one of the best in the league. They got a couple guys outside that can absolutely go. Obviously, look at Surtain, one of the best corners in the game. We're going to have our hands full. So, again, we're just trying to put one foot in front of the other, take it day by day, and have a good week of practice, and then try to go out there next shoot on Sunday.
Josh, Joe has been getting some looks here, interview requests, I guess. You've been through this before, but what's he meant to you this season?
Nothing. He hasn't done anything for us. Team should stay away from him. He's been fantastic. You know, coming into a situation last year that was, it's not easy to switch play callers mid-year, and he came in, and, you know, from that day on, if you look at our splits, our success that we've had as a team, you know, it's noticeable. So he's one of the most positive guys in the building. He's always got juice and energy for the guys. I think that's something that we love and appreciate about him, and he's as real as they come.
Fair to say that, well, it's been a theme throughout your career that you welcome the doubters. A lot of people going back to, you know, college.
Yeah, I mean, there's, you know, two things that I can control. It's my attitude and my effort, and what everybody else has, that's their own prerogative.
Is it true that what Elway said, it took you 2.5 bowls to finally ask him about passing, the Broncos passing you up?
Yeah, whether it was two holes or two shots on the driving range, it was I brought it up pretty quickly. But no, it's he's an awesome man, obviously a great player. Got a lot of respect for him.
What's it mean to you when he says he called that back last summer is one of his biggest regrets, not drafting?
I mean, hindsight's 20/20. Who knows how it would have worked out. I'm just glad I'm where I'm at.
How does the balance and the offensive philosophy that you guys have kind of honed over the course of this year help you when you're facing a team like Denver on defense? That you guys are not, it's very difficult to predict where you guys are going to be on Sunday.
Yeah, I think, again, we call these kind of training camp type games where, you know, we've got our base set of rules and we kind of stick with them, and we got to make sure that we're on top of our communication. But in terms of what they're going to do, we have no idea. You know, we have a thought potentially of what could happen. But, you know, once the game goes and the first punches are thrown, you got to be able to adjust. And it's a, like I said, a really, really good team and a very, very good defense. I think statistically one of the best in the league. They got some absolute studs on that side of the ball. So we got to have a good week of practice, and it's going to take everybody on Sunday.
Josh, how do you feel like things with Keon have progressed this season? It seemed like he was coming on, and then he had the injury. Where do you guys feel like you two are at right now?
Yeah, still growing. And, you know, and I think the thing with receivers and quarterbacks, there's always stuff that you can grow on. And that takes time. It takes repetition. But, again, I got a good feel for, you know, what he does in our pass game, where to put some of these balls for him to go get. And, you know, he's been making some good plays for us, and we're going to need that going forward.
Josh, how do you get that ultimate postseason success without changing what you've done in the regular season so far?
Yeah, again, it's just we continue with the preparation that we've had all year. You know, I think it's a quote that my college coach had. It was, you dance with who brung you. You know, we're not going to try to change anything. Don't have to do more or less. Just trying to continue and doing what we're doing, and make sure that we're, like I said, executing at a high level.
As a team, what kind of gives you guys confidence? Is it what you've done recently? Is it sample size throughout the course of the season? Like, how do you know, like, you guys are ready for a moment like this?
I think it's just the belief that we have in each other, the trust that this team has, the love that this team has inside of this locker room. You know, we're all each other's biggest supporters, and, you know, when we step on that field, we just want to see everybody play well. There's no egos, and again, it takes a tight-knit group to win a world championship and a Super Bowl, and again, that's our goal. But in terms of the belief that we have in each other, it's unwavering.
It's your 11th playoff game, and lots of guys in the locker room have played a lot. What does that do for you, and does it give you any confidence at all in a tight playoff game? Tend to be close games.
Yeah. Again, I think we've had a multitude of games this year. Some that we've won by a lot, some that we've won by little, some that we've lost by little, and something that we can learn from. And I feel like we've learned from every situation this year, and it's a credit to the guys in this room and Coach McDermott for making sure that we're preaching the situational football that we tend to see throughout the league. So, yeah, it's just, again, we're just trying to play well.
Josh, how do you balance? Like, this team has stayed so loose throughout the season, and now with the playoffs being here, how do you kind of balance keeping this team's identity but also the pressure that comes with the season?
Yeah, we still want to be us. That's something that Coach McDermott preaches is be you with us. You know, Joe, he's a big believer in that too, of making sure that guys are loose and still dancing and having a good time. Because at the end of the day, you know, we get to play this game of football that we've been playing since we were kids, and it is an absolute blessing to do. You know, and I think once you tighten up and tense up and stop having fun with it, that's when you get into some problems. So we're gonna enjoy this process.
Favorite dad joke from Sean this year?
What did the buffalo say to his son when he went to college? Yeah, I think that obviously it's, you know, buffalo and the bisons and whatnot, so yeah.
Obviously, you guys always want to play at home, and you get the opportunity to do that. But what has led to success here? I mean, you guys were undefeated in the regular season. Is there like an easy answer or correlation?
I mean, I think operational-wise on the offensive side of the ball, we get to use cadence, and that helps with snap timing within our motions. Obviously, what Joe's done with the type of motions and shifts that we have here, it's very crucial to our offense. On defense, when it's loud and our fans can get into the game and force a false start or force a delay of game, the momentum that gives us, you know, it can't be measured. And I think, you know, our fans have been fantastic this year, and we're going to need them going forward.
I have playoff experience. A lot of the guys on the roster do as well, but there's also a lot of new guys on this team. How do you let them know, like, to embrace this challenge and this opportunity?
Yeah, I mean, I think Joe kind of hit it on the nail today of we've got guys that have played 7, 8 years, 9 years in this league that haven't seen the playoffs yet. You know, and then, you know, we've got a coach on staff who went to the Super Bowl, I think, in 06 and didn't get back to the playoffs till, I think he said, 16 or 17. So I think that was just kind of a tone of, like, there's you know, if there's 14 teams in the playoffs, what is that, 18 teams at home right now, good math, 18 teams at home that aren't playing this week, and that's something that we need to, you know, we can't take for granted. And it's something it's hard to do in this league at a consistent level. So, yeah, we need to enjoy this process. And again, we're just trying to go out there and play loose and play our best football.
The Broncos defense is, how much does it help build confidence going into the playoffs, knowing that you have so many options on offense based on how you guys have scored this year? How much does that build confidence?
It builds a lot of confidence, you know, to go out there and know that our guys have the ability to run certain plays and certain concepts and stuff that we've been good at. But again, I think it comes down to playing our best this Sunday, and nothing that we've done in the past matters. It's all about who executes better and who scores one more point.
Josh, talking to the offensive line, a lot of them have said the difference this year protecting you and creating holes for the running backs have been just the communication between each other. Why are you proud of that communication that you've seen between them that they've kind of took upon themselves?
No, I'm so proud. I mean, to hear some of the things that they talk about right before the ball snapped, it's very impressive. We've got five guys that are extremely smart, that are talented, obviously, and you don't have that type of success without a good O-line. And, you know, they've been one of the best in the business this year, and I think they're the best. And, yeah, I love those guys.